forgive me if I sound a little discombobulated because my mind's kind of in two places right now. Some of you may have heard of the verdict that has just been announced back in Philly. Just for news purposes, Monsignor Lynn has been convicted on account of endangering the welfare of a minor and acquitted on account of conspiracy. So that just came out from the courtroom about 4 minutes ago. And I guess it's an emblematic way of saying welcome to my world. on any story, on any day. And I was actually saying, you watch this, but I was thinking to myself, this verdict is when you come down while I'm on the panel. I said that. And lo and behold, here we are. So just if you could, before anything, I'll say a prayer for my people back at home. Our survivors, our priests, our people in the pew who have been through so much these last 16 months in a bubble, my archbishop, who really has been tossed into hell to deal with all of this. I'm still reeling from yesterday's news. Now we have, here's another one. But anyway, and as a Philadelphian, I'd be remiss to not start off or not be among you by just thinking of someone who we all loved and who formed people, Catholic communicators, both old and new media, and Cardinal Foley. It's very surreal that for the first time in 40 years he's not at one of these conventions, and I'm the Philadelphian who is. And I'm not him, and I'll never come close to his sanctity, his goodness, and the example that old or new media, television, newspapers, the spoken word, online, the lessons are the same. The need of the church is the same. The need of people who are hungry for God is always the same. And so in him I just see an unbelievable example who just reminds us of the continuity of all this. You know, we may call it new media, but you know, we've been, you know, when the Lord said, go out into all the world, he didn't make any distinctions. You know, those were the last words of Jesus, if we really believe. And of course, some of us do it as journalism, some of us do it as commentary, criticism. But if we really believe, we have to use everything that's necessary. The last word of somebody we love are important. Many of us remember the last words of a parent, a spouse, someone we love, and we hold on to them. And the last words of Jesus were about communication. And so this is just a continuation of what began on Ascension Day, which is why we celebrate Communications Day on what's now Ascension Sunday in most of the Catholic world. Going back to Foley, there's because the tensions of the time, and I think we all have our kind of own experiences of this, because things are so much more viral and rapid. I don't know about many of you, but for those of you who work on the 24-hour news cycle, or even for those who don't, more in print still.